Today on the Rising Coaches Podcast.
I've really loved being in the background and making the people that need to look good, and valuing and letting the traits of them shine. I think women in sports is challenging me to, in a way, be selfish of then putting myself on display in a way that I never have.
Thanks for listening to the Rising Coaches Podcast. This is Adam Gordon. And today's episode is a special edition of our Member Spotlight. Each week, we select four members to be spotlighted and get to know a little bit more about them. What makes them tick, how they got into the profession, and what their career aspirations are. As the saying goes, it's not about who you know in this profession, it's about who knows you. To be considered for our Member Spotlight, simply join Rising Coaches. Visit risingcoaches.com and sign up for a membership today. All of our members get an opportunity to participate on the Member Spotlight. So please consider signing up so that we can get a chance to get to know you a little bit better. We hope you enjoy today's episode, and please follow along with what we're doing on risingcoaches.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Rising Coaches Association, the biggest coaching tree in all of basketball. Sign up for the Rising Coaches Association now for just $120 a year and become part of our community, relationships, and development. We talk about it all the time. There's no straight lines in this profession. There's only ups and downs. You need a community that knows exactly what you're going through and has been there before to help lean on during the rough times of the industry. You need genuine relationships, not just exchanging numbers, not just meeting new people at the Final Four in the off season. You should be doing it all year round, and we provide tremendous opportunities to create those genuine relationships all through the year. And finally, development. We have so much content and so many resources so that you can work on your craft and become a better coach. Because we put such a premium and an emphasis on helping you establish new, genuine relationships, it takes all of the political BS side of the business out of the equation for you. All of that gets removed off of your plate. You can just worry about being you, making new friends in the business, and working on your craft and becoming the best coach that you can be and impacting the people that you're around on a daily basis. For more information, visit risingcoaches.com/membership on risingcoaches.com. All right, thanks everybody for being on here for today's Member Spotlight, for you guys on the Zoom and for anybody watching on YouTube. Today's Member Spotlight is on Aaron Sinnott. We appreciate you guys being on here today. Aaron is our newly appointed director of operations with Rising Coaches. So we work together every day. But give us a little bit of your background. You're a hooper first and foremost. So tell us a quick background of your experiences.
Yes. Forever. Lifelong hooper. I grew up in a Chicago suburb, so I actually played for a team in the city. So that's what I was told. If I wanted to play in college, you had to go where the game was. So that's what I did. Had great experiences, great friendships formed there that I still have today. That just really kind of was a starting point for me. I then went to the University of Evansville out of high school and played there for 2 years. It ended up not being the best fit, but I learned a lot from it and grew and met some great people along the way, and then decided to transfer to Damon College in Buffalo, New York, which is a D2. So I didn't have to sit out and I got to play right away. My coach, she was actually my first female head coach I ever had, and an all-female staff at that as well. And she was just very monumental to my life and my journey and my passion behind women in sports and what we're doing for Rising Coaches as well. A little bit more about that. When I was being recruited, I was the culture kid, I was the glue kid, and that's just really something that I'm now trying to take to my career. I'm doing my master's currently, so I was a graduate assistant at Southern Illinois and just finishing that up. But hooper for life. I'll still try to play here and there, but
Yeah, you still get out there? Jump shot, not the rest of you yet?
Yeah, I was an assistant varsity high school coach as well as doing my graduate assistantship this past year. And I sure was in practice and I was loud and I talked a lot. So I was a huge communicator. That was something that coaches really liked about me and that I, as a coach, really wanted to teach my girls, because regardless of your skill set, your communication is, everyone can talk. So.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. And even though you do a little coaching this year during your GA, like coaching is not necessarily, I don't want to speak for you, but I don't think like the path that you want to go down for a career, correct?
Yeah, correct. I think being around the game has been great. I think anytime coaching was kind of difficult because it made me think that I was kind of only coaching because I wasn't playing. And I think that my impact can kind of be on a larger scale of helping coaches to develop and figure out how to then impact college kids. So using my experience as a player to know kind of what good coaches are. My senior SEM project was on the NCAA and the turnover that happens. And just the transfer rates are extremely high, and with the portal and all of that. And I think that if we have good coaches and good people to impact those student athletes, there's thousands of them that go into the real world, whether they go into sports or just, you know, go into accounting or business or anything like that. And I think that the reach is much bigger and more personal if you're able to connect with athletic departments and things like that, that are then impacting the people that are going to the real world.
So in terms of like what that looks like in terms of like a job title, have you figured that out yet? Athletic director, working in, you know, the business side of sports. What does it look like? Or are you still trying to figure that out?
Yeah, that's $1 million question. If anybody taking polls, a lot of my mentors and people that I have in my corner that I really go to are really pushing me to go to the athletic director route. I did just work in an athletic department at Southern Illinois as a graduate assistant in the marketing. And I saw a lot. I sat back. I took a lot of notes. I learned a lot of things. But from there, I'm not sure. I feel like if I stay in college athletics, I'm going to want to coach and then do things like that, SWA route. But I feel like potentially getting a lot of experience in the business side of sports on either maybe like a professional level or something kind of private and not necessarily under the NCAA would be really great. And then using those experiences and the business models and things like from professional sports, then potentially taking that back and impacting an athletic department at some point.
So as somebody that doesn't necessarily want to coach, like, has Rising Coaches been valuable to you, and like in what ways, if so?
Yeah, definitely. Rising Coaches is, if I could actually tell you a job, it'd be to do this the rest of my life, just because I think just the learning from different people's experiences is huge, understanding their different viewpoints and the way that they're able to, I might not necessarily look at the X's and O's of an X's and O's show, but I'm able to see how that person is instructing their players and how they are impacting other people. And then being able to take that and say, okay, so that's how they're teaching these people. And I can then take whatever content I need to deliver and then do that in the same way, just with different content. So
yeah, for sure. And now a quick break to talk about our partners at Dr. Dish. As the off season approaches, it's the perfect time to upgrade your training equipment. At Rising Coaches, we highly recommend you to check out our friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. They are undoubtedly the best and most innovative training machines. Their newest model for schools, the Dr. Dish CT, is a complete game changer. It has a touchscreen that plays training videos, tracks stats by location, and incorporates on-demand workouts and drills from the top programs and trainers in the world. Check them out at drdishbasketball.com or on social media at drdishbball. Mention Rising Coaches before you purchase and receive an additional $300 off your next order.
And so like part of, in addition to like doing random special projects for us and you know, helping with the day-to-day like function of Rising Coaches and operations, you've also like done a great job of taking advantage of kind of like the other thing that we provide, which is like the opportunity to create a brand and along with that, you know, enhance your personal brand. And so like you, along with Ashton, who's on the call, have created this show, Women in Sports. So talk a little bit about like what that experience has been like and what that's done for both, you know, creating that brand, like in that show, but also what that's done for you, like personally and professionally.
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest thing is if I could have a job title, it'd be support staff the rest of my life, in what regards that is. So I've really loved being in the background and making the people that need to look good, and valuing and letting the traits of them shine. I think Women in Sports is challenging me to, in a way, be selfish of then putting myself on display in a way that I never have, but being able to share things that have been on my heart that I've learned throughout my playing career, through the different relationships and coaches I've had, through just the things that I've learned as a master's student. So I actually study my title or whatever that my master's will be is sports studies. So just taking all of the knowledge and information and being able to apply that and then have guests on the show, obviously women that just being able to display their journeys and as well as being out of my comfort zone and kind of commentating that and helping to narrate and put their, just what the impact that those coaches have made, as well as the aspect for myself of then creating that relationship with them. So a lot of I feel selfish a lot during the show because I want to ask my own questions. Ashton feels the same way. Like she wants to get into the X's and O's and sometimes the conversation doesn't go that way. And then sometimes different things happen, but we're able to build those relationships and then contact them afterwards. So just kind of ways that I've been able to do that is just the show that we had last night. We were able to really dive deep and have an intimate, very personal conversation with just different coaches that we know and different coaches that were willing to speak on it. And then just the impact that had on other people, as well as the topics of just being a woman in sports and those different things. I think we really would want a lot more men's coaches tuning in because our show isn't supposed to shy away from men coaching women as well, because once again, I've been impacted in the way of I barely had female coaches. And so I think that men that can coach women really well also can learn a lot from other women's coaches and things like that. So I think just from that, it's really letting me move forward and step out and be super, super uncomfortable, just putting my heart out there and helping other people to just showcase all their different stories and journeys and coaching styles and just letting women like me and Ashton and younger girls even and players that might want to go into coaching to just see themselves in a way that they might not have before or even knew that that was a career path or that was even a position in sports.
You mentioned like the key word there, relationships, like the relationships you've built through the guests you've had on your show. And that is I've found that personally to be such a great way to open doors to new relationships and get in front of people that maybe you wouldn't have the opportunity to get in front of otherwise. And it is hard to like put yourself out there and host something and say, oh, I'm going to start a podcast or whatever. But so many of our members have like taken advantage of that. And so can you go more into like some of the relationships you've built through the show?
Definitely. Yeah. I think, something specifically kind of two points that I'm going to make is one of them was, Allie Mitchell. She formerly worked for the Suns. I was able to really contact her because for me, the professional realm is super scary. And it's like, oh, like you have to know somebody, obviously like what we're about, like of just knowing people and creating that environment. But, on the professional level for me, I was like, oh, you know, like that might not be what, I can do best. And I don't really have like a foot in the door like that. And Allie just, I really reached out to her and asked her just, what is that like? Like, do I do, like, can I have an opportunity, and things like that to be able to work professionally? And she was like, yes, absolutely. It's just about the people that are going to work hard. It's about the people that are going to do the job and delegate and be very passionate. It's more about like the person themselves than the who you know type thing, which I think was very encouraging and helped kind of boost my confidence in that way. And then something else she said was, I think people get into a routine of saying, oh, I'm here if you need me, let me know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she said, to really go after people and say, hey, if you need help, like with this specifically, like A, B, C, D, I can be that person for you and things like that. And that was something that really helped me to, because I do kind of have all of these different experiences and I do know kind of, I do sit back and watch and look. And so I know what, the tedious things are, like kind of like how I'm helping in Rising Coaches, the operation aspects, the things that the coaches don't like doing, or just the simple, like sending out emails, scheduling, doing that. And so that really pushed me to be able to, then when I go to reach out to people and start building relationships, it's like, hey, like I'm very confident in this skill of mine. Can I help you in any way with that? Or can I help schedule this or help you, you know, keep things organized and even just brainstorm with you? Like I'm a open talking person. And so, Adam knows, like we always sit on the phone and just talk about ideas and stuff like that. So that's kind of my one point, that Rising Coaches has helped me with that, as well as, the many different coaches that I've had, a lot of, throughout my college experience, I feel like I've had 20 different coaches on coaching staffs. And for me to be able to sit back and watch and follow those coaches as they've left and gone other places, people like last night, like Anya Covington, she was my coach for like, she recruited me to Evansville, but never actually coached me. And so for me to be able to build that relationship and keep it, and for me to sit back and watch her and then kind of have her fill a place and be able to share her story, and create a place for her to do that, has been something Rising Coaches has helped, as well as like Allie Pawarski, who works for the Buffalo Sport, or she did work for the Buffalo Sports Commission, but she's out in Buffalo doing different things and just kind of keeping those relationships and challenging me to reach out in that way has definitely, been how I've used Rising Coaches and women in sports and all of that. So.
Awesome. Speaking of your former coaches, I think one of them, Omega's on right now. So
she is, yes, she is. She's in my corner. She's my board of directors for sure. So she actually, as well as we're on the hunt for her to be on our show. So this is a public service call out that, I will be reaching out. A lot of people have been sending me her contact. She needs to be on your show. And I was like, trust me, I know. But yeah, and just being able to, even like Ashley Barlow was on our show and she was at Evansville, went to, Wright State because of this awesome pact that one of her like childhood best friends had. And the best friend was, hey, if I get a head coach, or if you get a head coach position, like you're dropping everything and we're going to come work together. And to just be able to put that on display, not only from like a story aspect of like journalism, I think sports journalism does great at talking about those things, but really just displaying how those relationships and those, things are becoming like coming to life now and just wanting to speak on the details of how they're now doing that and working together, as well as influencing athletes and winning games, because Wright State, they just won the Horizon and they're doing great things too. So yeah.
I love it. Okay. Thanks for sharing, Aaron.
What's up, podcast fans? I want to share some information about one of our partners, Lucio Sports. The team at Lucio has built an integrated platform of coaching productivity and player development apps that are being used by some of the best basketball programs around the globe, helping everyone from NBA champions to youth development academies. Their innovative and competitive memorization games make it so much easier for new players and staff members to remotely get caught up to speed. With animated playbooks, drill libraries, player development planning and monitoring, engaging game plans and scouting reports, predictive play drawing, their content services team, and more, Lucio Sports has got you covered. From players to coaches to support staff and executives, use Lucio Sports to securely keep everyone in your organization on the same page with simple on-demand access to your team's entire knowledge base. For more information, check out luciosports.com. That's L-U-C-E-O sports.com.